Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Port and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on today on the African Beat, I have representatives from the Miss Culture Intercontinental Pageant. They're here and we'll be talking about this great pageant taking place for the first time in the Washington, D.C. area. And the producer of the pageant, Fatmata Kuruma, and some contestants are going to be live on the show. So stay tuned for that and hear what they have to say about the Miss Culture Intercontinental Pageant that will be taking place this June. But right now, let's bounce up with some music as we start off the show today from Ghana. Shatta Wale in Dancehall King in Ahola, Ghana. And right after that, Hakim by Stephen King of Equatorial Guinea, and he features Jay Martins of Nigeria. And right after that, Hakuna Matata by Raja Muhammad of Ethiopia. But let's take it to the top right now with Dancehall King by Shatta Wale of Ghana.
Shatta Wale. Sometimes you got father in a NBC, we are right now. Me, mommy, Anna. Collect and I got father. Big up every your time. Every get to your time. Every get to girl, you know, say me, I'm number one. Dancehall King of the world, Ghana. The girl, I'm a lean of the world, Ghana. Some movement scene of the world, Ghana. Money make a scene of the world, Ghana. Dancehall King of the world, Ghana. The girl, I'm a lean of the world, Ghana. Some movement scene of the world, Ghana. Money make a scene of the world, Ghana. Some whopping it white like a carter. But I'm not the S, I'm still tapper. That's why the girl, I love Shatta. Like Bob, Molly, bun them like ganja. So we never fall apart, cause we still mad. Speed them up, come in, more them can drive ya. Dancehall, I'm a tune, I watch biter. Knows me is a night rider. So me never wanna roll with some fool faker. But I know me is a educator. Say, pum pum, me love, girl, I'm a me favor. Then I watch where you do, cause it's still a day. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl, I'm a lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Mommy make a scene of the whole Ghana. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl, I'm a lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Mommy make a scene of the whole Ghana. So me say, tick, tack, bust me a bust. Think, set, last come a last. Long time, nobody cross. We still got the title, so we not worry. Every pretty girl shake body. Got a tune just for eat and we never copy. Shut up movement, champagne popping. SM, no girl and calling. So we not stop. Still got the mob. Mr. Stick me a stick and knock me a knock. Any man try, let me look shot. Bow, bow, lyrical. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana. Some me whopping it white like a carter. Let them know the essence still tapper. That's why the girl and love Shatta. Like Bob, Molly, bun them like ganja. So we never fall apart, cause we still bad. Feed them up, come in, more them can drive ya. Dancehall, I'm a tune when I watch biter. Know the me is a night rider. So me never wanna roll with some fool faker. But I know me is a educator. Say, pum pum, me love girl, I'm a me favor. When I watch where you do, cause it's still a day. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana. Dancehall King of the whole Ghana. The girl and my lead of the whole Ghana. Some movement scene of the whole Ghana. Money make a scene of the whole Ghana.
What's up, BG? ecuatorial. Unidad, paz y justicia. Desde fuera nos intentan criticar, porque todos somos una familia. El presidente desde siempre levantándonos, con amor, llevándonos arriba. Un hermano va a bailarlo contigo, Manjingua, llévalo contigo. Todo niño en Guinea es un hijo, Guayema, quien díselo. En mi ciudad desborda el talento, mala voz y puro sentimiento. Tú vas a hacer de mi país eterno, yo voy a hacer que tú lo lleves dentro. Con tradiciones, desde la va con soluciones, Villa Villán con mi gente noble, desde pequeño ya me hicieron un hombre, ya, tú sabes que es así, la luz brilla para todo mucho más feliz, consiguiendo cada día donde yo crecí, consiguiendo amaneceres en Mbini, la promesa y la esperanza llegan hasta aquí, todos los jóvenes de Bata van a estar allí, Guinea es grande, si te caes hermano puedes levantarte. El mundo grita EG, pon tus manos en el aire por EG.
This is Fatmata Karoma from Miss Culture Intercontinental. You're listening to The African Beat with David Vandy on Voice of America.
Yes, boy. M.I.G. Masai. Baju Star. New Style. Yo. How to seal. Limited. Hey, hey, hey.
yo aba wang ninga she galad yo aba wang ninga she alagar habo onkula dile onkula da dore soma aha soma Lulime da banuli, lulime ya deluli, lulime bo thululi, lulime ya deluli, luli, 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 luli,
luli, luli,
Wonderful time, beautiful music across the continent. Hakuna Matata, Raja Mohammed, Ethiopia. And right before that, Hakim by Stephane King of Equatorial Guinea and Jay Martins of Nigeria. And at the top was Dancehall King by Shatta Wale of the Republic of Ghana. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guests, Fatmata Koroma, the producer of Miss Culture Intercontinental Pageant, right here in Washington, D.C., and some contestants. So stay tuned for that. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. All right, folks out there, you're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here from Washington, D.C., bringing to you all your favorite tunes from across the continent. And today, my guests are not musicians to say, because on the African Beat, we bring you all the music stars, and they give you their best shots. But today, we bring you the princesses of Africa, the beauty queens of Africa, because we're going to be looking at the Miss Culture Intercontinental Pageant. And the producer of that pageant is Fatmata Koroma, who is right here with me. And let me say welcome to the African Beat, Fatmata.
Thank you very much for having me today, David.
And then I have two beautiful ladies from the Miss Culture Intercontinental Pageant. First, I have Mami Miata Sandi, who hails from Sierra Leone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the African Beat, Mami.
Thank you for having me.
And also on the other hand, I have another beauty queen there, and that is Sandra Lucy Asamoah from
Nigeria.
Welcome to the African Beat, Sandra.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about this great pageant. What is happening there? How it's going to happen? Who is going to be crowned? Who do you think is going to be crowned as the pageant? Well, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And when I come back, we'll be talking to these wonderful ladies. Let's take a song now from East Africa. And this guy is really hot and he's making waves across the continent and across the world. City of Lost by Eddie Kenzo from Uganda. Let's check this one out. Eddie Kenzo from Uganda, and I'm sure the Progens like it. They love it because everybody loves this music. It is good. Now, let me start off with you, Fatmata. You are in charge, and this is your brainchild. This is your baby. Tell us about the Miss Culture Intercontinental. What do we need to understand about it? We've had a lot of Progens in the past, but what is different? What difference is Miss Culture Intercontinental going to make?
Well, first of all, I want to tell a little bit about the Intercontinental organization. It's a pageant organization that's been around for 44 years, and it's all over the world. Their headquarters are located in Germany and also Panama. So I decided to be a part of this organization. I wanted to work with young ladies, helping them in development. My company is a nonprofit company, so really, I think what makes my organization and this pageant stand out is that we're definitely on education, health, women development, women empowerment, leadership, integrity, and character. So I think that we have qualities. Sometimes I think a lot of other pageants focus a lot on beauty and, you know, the commerciality of pageants. But I think that we bring a different avenue, something different to the pageant industry, which focuses on the leadership and well-being and development of ladies, not just on this a beauty pageant in their looks.
I know. We go always look for the beauty, the glamour, and all this. But how do you think you can be able to convince people that have been looking at pageant for years, you know, looking at the glamorous side of it, looking at the beauty, looking at the commercials, looking at what they stand to benefit after that. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, now let's don't look at all of that. There is an other side of pageant that I want you to look at. Mm-hmm. How do you think you can be able to convince people to work with you on this?
Well, I know it's not going to be something overnight. I think I've been in the entertainment media industry for a while, and I think I pretty much, when people know me and they see me, they know what I stand for. You know, they know that I'm just not, yeah, I do basically feel as though we should present ourselves well as ladies. I believe that, but and be professional and look beautiful. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But for me, I do believe in hard work, and the ladies that are involved in my pageant, they know that I stress that. You know, I stress just their character, and sometimes they don't maybe not see that, and they may be focusing, maybe I might be too hard, but I definitely want them to, I want to build their character and be responsible young ladies in their career. So, one thing that I did do with this pageant is I had a workshop, which I had that was mandatory for all the women to attend, and we had awesome women. These some of the most professional women out there that are very skilled. They were nurse practitioners, executives with partners with PhDs, people that work at World Bank. We had mission organizations. So they came in and they did presentations to the ladies. Also, there was another woman that was there that talked about this appropriate dress. I had these ladies take this seminar to help them grow, and I plan to do that and incorporate that into my pageant so the women can understand that this is just not about beauty, but it's also about life skills.
All right. Okay. We'll come back to that. And we have more to talk about this pageant, because from what I'm hearing from you, there is more to it than just the beauty and the glamour. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, now let's take a music break. And when I come back, I'll be talking to the pretty ladies by your side. And that is Mami and Sandra. And now let's enjoy music from Tufan in Togo. And this is Guetta. Lovely music, and it's hot.
Hello, lady. Hello, lady. Hello, lady. Hello, lady.
Freestyle.
Freestyle.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
mama, mama, mama,
suene.
Alors, lady,
Lole, Gweta, Gweta, Gweta. Freestyle. Ngalejo, Gweta. Ngalejo, Gweta. Ngalejo, Gweta. Mama, just a Gweta. Yeah. Yeah.
Sueme.
Freestyle. I don't know be dirty. My man a dirty, the waiter. Dirty de, dirty de, dirty de. I don't know be dirty, dirty. My man a waiter, the dirty. I don't know be dirty, dirty.
Swear me. Everybody, quieta.
Freestyle. Another feeling the dirty. Weta, mama. Mama. Super, mama. Another, mama. Village, mama. Another.
Swim.
Freestyle. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. Today on the music show, we have beautiful ladies here from Africa that will be competing in the Miss Culture Intercontinental Pageant 2015. You've just heard from the organizer of this great event, Fatmata Kuroma. And now let me come to these beautiful ladies. Let me start off with you, Sandra. Ah, yes, Sandra, I love that smile.
Thank you.
Okay, so now, how did you get involved in this in the first place?
Well, honestly, Miss Fatmata came up to me on one of the social networks, and I guess she saw my picture, and she thought I was a good fit for the pageant, and she told me to apply, so I followed up with her. And I was able to get some more information, and it looked like something I was really interested in, because it was a pageant that, you know, gives women a platform to stand on and be heard. And I've been wanting to get involved in something like this for so long, and I thought it was a good way to just, you know, get started, get out of my comfort zone, because I was always running from pageants. I have friends telling me to, you know, go do a pageant, but I just never followed through. But this time I was like, I really need to do it. And I prayed to God about it, and he told me, you know, just do what you can. And I went for it.
From what you're saying, that this is going to be your first pageant.
Yes, sir.
Hey, are you scared?
At first, I was really nervous, but, you know, Fatmata really, she was a really good guide, because she encouraged me and was like, you know, there's always a first time for everything, and it's a work in progress. So it's not just going to be easy. There's going to be ups and downs, which I've had, and, you know, but she's always been there to guide us.
So how comfortable are you now?
Right now, the pageant is next week. I'm about 92% ready.
So that is confidence. 92% ready?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That day I'll be 100%.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now I have Mami Miata Sandi. She's also into the pageant. And so tell me, Mami, how did you get involved in this?
I saw the flyer on a social network, and I made sure to do my research. And I saw that the pageant was more than beauty. It gave women a platform to have a voice and to empower our generation. And that has always been a passion of mine, so I got interested and I signed up for it.
Do you think you are ready now for this pageant? Because sometimes people have to prepare themselves. And do you think you are ready?
I am.
Wow. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how confident are you right now? She's 92%.
I would say I'm about 95%.
Well, the competition just got started here, Fatmata. Thank God you are in the middle there. So I'll be on the touchline watching what's going on there. All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And you've just heard these wonderful ladies talking about what this pageant, how they got into it. And Mami, what do you do right now? What do you do for yourself?
Currently, I'm a social work student at Bowie State University. And I'm also the founder of Just Stand Incorporated, which is a nonprofit that renders services to victims and survivors of sexual and domestic violence in the African diaspora. So I'm doing that, and I'm also doing community outreach programs for young girls just to empower my generation.
And Sandra, so what do you do right now?
Currently, I have a lot going on with church, school, and work. At church, I volunteer a lot at church. And at school, I am an officer for an honor society, which is also like a volunteer. We do a lot of service works. And in my life, I'm currently a licensed practical nurse. I started when I was in high school and I got my license. So I work as a nurse, and I also volunteer with the Eleanor Kennedy Shelter. And I'm a philanthropist for a charity organization called Melkush Mission International.
Now, I'm going to throw this one to you before I play my next music. When you got into this pageant, I'm still with you, Sandra. Did you tell your friends, or like when you go to school, did you tell them that, hey, I'm going to be in a pageant? Or did your parents know about this? What are they saying to you?
You know, at first it was really hard for me to come up and tell my parents because, you know, they don't live here with me. They're in Africa, and I didn't know their reaction and what it was going to be.
When you say they're in Africa, which part in Africa?
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria. Okay, let us be specific.
Yeah, my parents are in Nigeria, so I didn't know how their reaction was going to be, but I got the courage and I told them about it, and I was so shocked. They were so supportive. My mom went on Facebook. She made my pageant picture, her profile picture.
Wow.
My dad told his friends about it. You know, my family, you know, back there, they're like really supporting me, and I'm so glad to have that support system, because it's just something that if I had not told them, I wouldn't know that they would actually be supportive of it.
And Mami, what about you? Do they know about it, your friends, your family?
Absolutely.
And what are they saying to you?
My mother knows about it, and she's a big supporter of it. And then I have my church choir, and just now they're still texting me, telling me how much votes I have online. So they're really, really supportive with the children's ministry, because I lead the children's dance ministry in church. So they're all there supporting me.
So they're all going to be there that day to support you.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is going to be huge. You're right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And you've just heard from these two wonderful ladies, Sandra and Mami, that are going to be in the Miss Culture Intercontinental Pageant 2015 that will be taking place on Saturday, June 13th, right here in the DMV. And we'll come into that very shortly. Fatmata is going to give us the details about that, what and what we should be expecting. But let's go back to music. Let me come to you. You love Swellio music, right?
Yes, I do.
So what is your favorite right now? Which one do you want me to play for you?
Emerson? Yes.
Yeah, I know. You told me that. Let's get Tutu Party right now on the beat for our pageants here today. Emerson Bokori from Sierra Leone in Tutu Party.
I dey watch like a bottom step and die. I see short skirts, hey, a mini skirt. Oh,
just want for dance with. Where this party go start? I want sale,
yeah.
I want ballet.
What you want?
Makale, and the party back here, le.
Overload.
Not to your business, but in a party you come. Let me make an overload if you ask you gonna do. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah.
Somebody. Every man deserves a lady. Come to party, oh no. Come jump, shake your body. Come show me, say you savvy. If you really ready, oh no. Before you even start the party, check for G-string or bikini. If not that man, then ready, oh no. Come see tutu, so jam and so we not the party. But you wedding you can get already. My boss, lock up tea, Baba, do we wait till you say? Tell me if you really done ready. Yeah, yeah, if yeah, really yeah. Dance, they swing and they bounce it. No say, I think that's too to party. You see me they jump, they swing cool and cozy. No go say, I think that's too to party. You see me among sexy, beautiful ladies. No more stay, I think I'm too to party. Yeah, yeah. Some girls that to tune up for by nine. Free tongue girls that to the fast forward everyone, yeah. All night long, yeah, 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 yeah. Show me your motion, my woman. Show me your motion, my woman. Show me your motion, my woman. Show me your motion.
Yes, Tutu Party by Emerson Buckley. This is Heartbeat. This is Heartbeat. This is a brand. It's a pure Sierra Leone brand. Thank you very much, Emerson. And thanks to Mami for choosing that song. And now we're back. And Sandra True has got a song that she loves. And we'll be hitting that one. But let me come over to you, Fatmata. I just told people that the pageant is on Saturday, June 13, yes. 2015, right?
Yes.
It is from 7 p.m. to 12 midnight.
Yes.
So give us details about the venue and what and what we should be expecting.
Well, it's going to be at Howard University Blackburn Center Ballroom, which is a prestigious university, and Howard has a lot of history. One of our partners in this venture is the Howard University African Students Association. So they have a lot of support that they're giving us to make this pageant successful.
You went to Howard, right?
I am a former graduate of Howard University. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and I'm an alumni.
So it's like you're going back home.
Yes. And I know that, you know, they love Africa, and they definitely, one university that basically to graduate, you have to take an African studies program. So they're really rich. And
I was a student of the African studies for Abbey College, University of Sierra.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I think that's a great place. And even when I go out and I mention Howard University, people are like, wow, you know. So I think it's a great venue to have it at. The hall is beautiful. I was there today, and I think it's going to be a wonderful show.
Yeah, so don't forget, join us at the Howard University, the Blackburn Center Ballroom for this great event on Saturday, June 13, 2015, And please don't be late, because we're going to start right on time.
Yep.
We're going to start right on time. But just before the start of itself, you know, I see that we have a red carpet and another thing. Tell us about some of the other activities before the actual pageant.
Well, the pageant actually starts at 8, but at 7 we're going to have a pre-show to definitely hype up the pageant, to basically prepare them, and you know, some performances by local artists, international artists. So we're going to have a few of those going on. We're also going to have some video promoting different African countries, and some also video highlights of the ladies preparing for the pageant. So we're going to have all that, and that's in the pre-show, and then we're going to get started with the ladies and seeing what they come to present.
And one more thing before I go over to Sandra. Are we looking at different countries here? I know we have different cultures. Are they going to be representing different countries?
Well, this is actually a cultural pageant, so it's a little bit different from when you're running for maybe a Miss Africa.
Okay.
The ladies are representing their countries in Africa, different African countries, but it's more of a cultural.
But we're looking more at the culture of those different
localities. Cultural could be represented in different ways, different people, so it doesn't always have to be the same.
Wow.
You know?
Now, I can't wait to see this. I'm beginning to feel the excitement. You know, I'm not going there look for the beauty and the glamour and all this stuff. Yeah. I'm going to be expecting something different.
Yes.
All right. So Sandra, how does that make you feel? You know, I know when you got into this thing, you started thinking, okay, maybe like your friends were telling you, get into pageant. Maybe they were looking at the beauty of you and your height, you know, and everything about you looks very classic. But when you knew it was about the culture, what went through your mind at that time? How do you think you can get into this and pull it off?
When I knew it was about the culture, it was really exciting, because I grew up my whole life, well, until I was 16, I was in my country, so I know a lot about my Igbo culture, and I thought it would be really nice to showcase that as a pageant, especially because, you know, I live in Virginia, and there are not a lot of Nigerians there, and most of my friends are in Virginia, so I thought it would be really nice if they come out and just see me showcase what I really represent. And
so are we sending a message to the Nigerian Igbo people here that, hey, your daughter is going to be on this pageant to make you come out and make my girl showcase now.
Yes.
I tell you.
So
you say you like the girly song by Patro Rankin featuring Tiwa Savage. You say you love that song?
Yes.
All right. We're going to play that song for you
right now.
All right. Let's get this song now, girly. And for those of you who are listening out there, and the man who is putting all these beautiful songs together right now is the people's ambassador, the Aluseni Yansane himself, who is right here with me in the studio, and he's responsible for all these wonderful songs that you're listening to right now. So let's get this song girly right now, Patro Rankin featuring Tiwa Savage, one of my great stars from Nigeria.
Check out your my wallet, what day? Me love you very long. Pass me your love like a ping pong. Cause you ring my bell like a ding dong. Oh, cause this love ain't no good trouble, no one. I know the feeling is strong, but you is a bandit. Never love another life. Go tell my friends them that he will die for me. Go tell my mama, go tell my papa that he will die for me. Go tell my friends them that he will die for me. Go tell my mama, go tell my papa that he will die for me.
Charlie, oh, for so long I've been waiting, oh, waiting for your love and your body, oh. Come take up the money, oh, pretty baby, I'm a honey, oh. We love you for a very long time. You love me when I get to die.
Get to die.
Not a copycat, baby. Wine it like that. Me love it when you giving me like that. Boomba, you are a blessing. You came into my life, no more stressing. This smile on your face seems impressing. Everything around you seems interesting. Don't read me, you pass all that. You do. Take you anywhere you want. Go. Teach you everything you need to know. Show you that I love you so. Yali, oh, for so long I've been waiting. Oh,
all your love and your body, oh. Come take up the money, oh. Pretty baby, I'm in love, oh. We love you for a very long time,
long time.
You love me when I get to die,
the dime. Take it away, so I will never be the same. Oh,
you got your fire, can cool.
See what savage is good for your soul.
Patron and king is the ruler.
And I can be your one and only Queen Sheba.
First, I tell me how big is your Paulina. Go ahead, love me, Angelina. Do as I want to send me. Come in love for you, then in a Medina. Take it on to Medina.
Money,
oh. Pretty baby, I'm in love, oh. We love you for a very long time. You love me when I get to die. Me gon' give you anytime. Yeah, baby, don't know it's to be love you so much. Me wanna take you every day to the church. Love you from the bottom of my heart.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful tune, wonderful music, and let's get the ball rolling because this is the African Beat. Always remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat, and every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat because this is Africa. Welcome to the show again if you just joined me. And now let me talk to my beauty queen there and Mami. How long have you been in America?
I've been in America for 15 years.
For 15 years?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been back to your native land?
I did. I went back home in 2013 for my grandmother's funeral.
The time that you've spent here going into Miss Culture Intercontinental, do you think you have a lot to offer when it comes to the cultural aspect? Because your life here and over there, it's been a while. It's been a long time apart. Do you think you can pull this off?
Absolutely. Growing up, my mother always instilled in me the importance of holding on to my culture. So I'm a proud Mende girl. I love my cassava leaf, and I just want to educate other cultures about our music, our history, and that Sierra Leone is a beautiful country, and we have so many positivity out of it, and that's really what I want to bring forth in this pageant.
And so we're looking forward to see more of the Mende culture in
yes.
this one.
Yes, you are.
Wow, my goodness. Oh, man, I can't wait to see this one. I can't wait to see this one. Fatmata, you're getting me excited already. These two ladies, they're making me feel like I'm right now at the Howard University. They're watching this pageant go on, and we're asking these questions. But, you know, this is going to be wonderful. Fatmata, to you before we climax this interview, let's talk a little bit about how is this pageant going to be beneficial to these ladies that are going to be in the pageant. And what should other ladies, young girls who are not in this one now, but when they see the outcome of this, what should they be looking for that will interest them to become part of the next program?
Well, for instance, the ladies that I have with me today, they've been with me since December, and they've hung in there. Lots of changes. I've seen both of them grow, you know, mature, you know, and I see them growing as professionals, and that's what I want to really have the ladies that work with me do. You know, I want them to be able to be leaders, you know, teach them responsibility. Ladies I have with me, they have their own organizations and they do charity work, and you know, they have to love what they do. They have to love the community. They have to love their people, you know, and have integrity. You know, what they say, who they are is what they do. So basically, if anyone wants to recognize them, they wouldn't have any question about who they are or second thought. So I think these ladies have done a beautiful job. I mean, they have a lot of responsibilities. I've seen pageants or women that, oh, you have to do everything for them. But, you know, I definitely want them to be responsible, because in order to have your own organization, you have to be responsible. So, and I know they can vouch for that, because every day, you know, I'm telling them, you know, you got to do this, you know, meet deadlines and be here, and, you know, and they're doing well. You know, you have some that are, you know, slow to learn. You have some that take this very seriously. seriously and want to be leaders.
You say the intercontinental pageant is an international thing, and
yes.
So how connected is your pageant to the main body?
Once whoever wins my pageant and becomes Miss Culture Intercontinental, they will be placed into the main pageant, the national pageant, which is the Miss Intercontinental United States. And then whoever wins that pageant goes overseas. And I think this year it will be in China. So it's a network of people. And really, I think I have 7 titles. You know, I have 1 and 2 runner up. I have a People's Choice. I have a Miss Charity, which is also a very strong title. So anything with the Intercontinental name behind it, as a pageant person, when they see that, I think they would get that credibility because the name carries credibility. So that's why I chose actually to sign up with the organization. Like, you know, you have the Miss World and the Miss Earth and all those pageants. And actually, I think Miss Intercontinental is one of the top. So it does have credibility behind it. So not only that, they're, you know, they can put on their resume and, you know, and say they're with one of the world renowned pageant industries that they've participated in. So it definitely will have a wonderful abilities behind that.
Well, that sounds great. And, I'm looking forward to seeing these ladies on the big screen, you know, someday somewhere, some other parts of the world representing the continent. It's just great. And, I want to thank you all very much. Before we go away, do you have any final word you want to say to maybe your fans right now that will be voting for you and those you want to talk to come to the pageant to see you, especially your Igbo people? Yeah. Sandra, let's talk now. Oga, madam, where did they go?
Hey, my people. Oh. First of all, I want to thank God for this opportunity, for bringing me here thus far. And also I want to thank my parents because they've been a very strong foundation for the woman that I've become today. And I want to thank my support system, my friends out there that have been pushing my voting for me, you know, making sure that they're going to be there on the day of my pageant. I really want to, you know, say thanks to everybody. I'm so grateful. And I really want everybody else to vote for me. My name is Sandra Lucy Chinenye Asomoa. Go on my Facebook, Lucy Asomoa, my social network, Instagram, and also my Facebook like page, Sandra Lucy for Miss Intercontinental Culture. Keep voting for me. Bring the votes. Come in. Because if you make me your queen, you have no regrets. I'm going to build on my platform, take it to another level, and I'm going to touch more lives. Thank you.
And, Mami?
I just like to thank God for this moment. I'm truly humbled to be able to represent the illustrious country of Sierra Leone. And I want to thank my family and my friends. And I want to say also that if I get the opportunity to be Miss Culture Intercontinental, I will go forth with my platform. And my mission is to raise up an army of virtuous women and girls who do not walk in fear but in power and in courage. And I want to instill that in every single woman I encounter. So thank you for this opportunity.
Well, I want to thank you very much, ladies. You are so well spoken that I can't wait for June 13. I just can't wait because it's going to be glorious. And Informata, one more time, give us the information and what people need to know before they get there.
Definitely be on time. This is, even though we like going to parties and clubs, pageants are definitely, it's not a party, you know. Things work on time, so we need people to be there on time or they will miss very important segments of the show. It starts at 7, which is a pre-show, will be hosted by yours truly, David Vandy. And then we will have the main pageant will start at 8 o'clock to 12. So we're trying to keep it very well organized and timely. I have a awesome crew, awesome people I'm working with. Thibaut Che, he's their trainer and coach from Cameroon. And we also have a event manager, Ellen Aubie, and she's from Gambia. So they're doing an awesome job, great support, pushing this through. And another, Alassane Kamara, he's also a part of the overall production.
And I also see that we're having some live performances for the pre-show.
Yes.
You know, let's highlight some of these artists that will be there on that day.
Okay, well, we're going to have Big Ray. He's going to be there. He's in a pre-show. A woman from Cameroon, Adelise.
Yes.
And she's awesome. She's going to be singing our national anthem. And we're going to have a reggae performing artist called Intellect.
I see we have Sky J.
Those guys, those are going to be.
And the Ethiopian dance team.
Yep.
Wow, this is real intercontinental. All right.
Kevin J also a really big.
Kevin J of Sierra Leone is going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh wow, this is going to be great. And I'm pretty sure the People's Ambassador is going to be there, because I'm going to be there. You know, you can't miss this one. You can't miss it for anything, because I'll be hosting the pre-show. So you have to come. Come, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. I'll be right there. All right. Well, with all of that today, I want to thank you very much, Fatmata. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you, Mami, Miata Sandi, and of course, Sandra Lucy Asamoah. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you all very much for being my wonderful guests on the African Beat today. It's such a pleasure having you guys. And my body is itching right now to be at Howard. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be there. I want to see all of this one. You know, so I want to thank you. It's been great. And for those of you, and to my main man, my right hand man on the show today, Aluseni Yansane, the People's Ambassador, who is responsible for putting all our music together. With that, I want to thank you. And so, if you are out there, for those of you who are listening to me, thank you so much for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Until we meet again, I'm David Vandy here in Washington. I'll be leaving you, but don't forget, June 13th is the date, and it's Miss Culture Intercontinental Pageant at the Howard University Blackburn Center Ballroom. I'll be there for the pre-show. Don't miss it. Now I go away, but I leave you with Papa You Too Much. This is the sound of Stofresh from Sierra Leone. Let's get it on. Bye.
Stofresh in the building.
Oh yes, I want you every day.
You love for me, daddy, too much. Oh. McDonald's.